This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
God is amazing, and the Ravens organization is amazing.
Yeah.
I was talking to actually my agent. And he had said something to me. It really was just really a telling thing. He said, "You're 5 for 5 in your head coaching career." And I kind of looked at him like, "You guys are all looking at me right now."
Yeah.
He said, "You're 5 for 5." He said, "You've had the two best team presidents in the NFL. You've had the two best general managers in the NFL, and you've got the best owner in the National Football League. 5 for 5." So that's the blessing. That's why we're at where we're at right now with that. So I'm very grateful for that.
So that was John Harbaugh. I think that was at the owners' meetings talking about how great he's got it. With that in mind, we're going to do an exercise today, and that is grade John Harbaugh, the head coach. He's been here 17 years. He's 172 and 104. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's been to multiple AFC title games. So with that in mind, how do you grade John Harbaugh?
Look, you don't stick around in a league that the moniker is not for long. In a league where revenues are so massive that you can see people blow out coaches who are owed, you know, $10 million a year. I mean, Mark Davis is paying 3 coaching staffs, I think.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about what he had to do with Gruden and then how quickly he blew out Antonio Pierce. Like, Robert Kraft thought he had the heir apparent to Belichick, named him the heir apparent privately
yes.
before he had to, and then fired him and his staff after 1 year to go and get Vrabel. So that's the climate we live in, where these guys are making so much money, nobody ever talks about it, and their franchises are worth so much more than what they purchased them for, that they've accrued so much financial windfalls that it's nothing to just say, eat this, eat that, move on. And for Harbaugh to have had the longevity that he's had, and for the game to have, just think about how much the game of football has evolved and changed since he was hired, and think about what was the expectation on second down and third down then. What did 4,000 yards passing mean in 2008? What does it mean now? To think about what he walked into, right? Which was how long is this Ed Reed, Ray Lewis thing going to stay together? Do they have another run or two left in them? To where now, they set offensive records last year that nobody could fathom, and the defense was so bad, we thought they should have fired a couple of the coaches mm-hmm. at midseason. So for him to have been at the helm for the length and breadth of this, for them to have lost so many, especially defensive coaches, who've gone on to do great things elsewhere, including one who's in Seattle right now. Oh, yeah, and won 10 games as a rookie head coach with a tough schedule. That, to me, is sort of his his hallmark, that he has evolved some and he's won different ways. He walked into this thing in the middle of the Brady thing, and he's now in the middle of the Mahomes thing. Like, that's the hand he was dealt. Two dynasties in his conference. I mean, an A minus, he's not perfect, a B plus.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. But you said the word evolve, and I think that's exactly it when you're talking about John Harbaugh, where Billick lost the locker room after 07. You bring in Harbs to be more of this drill sergeant. A lot of the veterans would butt heads with him early on. And now look at him now, where he's a player's coach. And Jimmy Smith, who was drafted in 2011, was still kind of in the midst of all of that. And I remember him a couple years ago talking about how much Harbaugh has grown as a coach, has changed as a coach. And ultimately, if I'm asking anyone as a fan, a Ravens fan, heading into the 2008 season, that from then to 2025, the Ravens have the fourth most regular season wins in football, the fourth most playoff wins in football, and have a Super Bowl championship, I think every single Ravens fan would sign up for that.
And by the way, the other thing you point out, you talk about the coaching tree, Jason. The only guy with more longevity than Harbs is Mike Tomlin, and the coaching trees aren't even close. Like Tomlin, who's the guy from Tomlin's coaching staff that really has done something, whereas Harbs has these tentacles around the league.
And I'm not trying to knock Tomlin, but when he won in 2008, that was a lot of Bill Cowher's team. John, it was 2012. Yeah, you still had some holdovers from Billick, but it was a completely different team.
Yeah, look, I think we can get so down in the weeds and we get so caught up in our Ravens-esque, you know, Ravens-centric prism, and it's Super Bowl or bust every year and kind of has been, you know, really since Lamar burst on the scene, certainly since he won his first MVP in his first full season as a starter. But there's a lot of teams who were coached by guys who will do this for 2 or 3 years and will never get another chance to do it again. Won't even get the opportunity to be retreads. Might not even get a chance to be a coordinator again. Might have to go to college. Might have to go be a consultant. Might whatever. Have to rebuild themselves. Yes, he has flaws,
sure,
and faults. He's too loyal to certain guys. He is, as much as he's evolved, I think, in terms of understanding the locker room, and evolved in terms of like leaning into going forward on fourth down and leaning into analytics and letting the team become an offensive team versus a defensive team. He is decidedly old school, right? A coach's son whose brother is also a coach. I think he falls into some traps in terms of trusting guys too much, holding on to people who like, if you just hold your ear to the door outside your office, you know what I mean? And you let that sink in, you'd know that, like, when your trainer starts a super spreader event, he's got to, and gets suspended by the league, it's time for him to go. When your best defensive players are calling their buddies around the league saying our secondary is a joke because of Chris Hewitt, like, there's probably something to that. And if you were quicker to handle that, maybe last season you are in a Super Bowl. You know, if you're sitting there saying, McDonald's going and getting Leslie Frazier, and most of these young coordinators and coaches are getting someone on their side of the ball who's done something before, I probably shouldn't set Zach Orr out there with Hewitt and with this linebackers coach who should be on his last legs, and without anybody to help him out. Like, so I think that deep, deep coaching roots sometimes gets the best of him. But man, he's pretty much in the mix every year, isn't he? Like, yep. he gives you a chance to think you have a chance.
Also,
every year.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
No one's arguing.
Yeah, we
talked
about that yesterday.
He's a Hall of Famer. And before we set up the show, we put out a poll, Twitter poll of the day, is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at TeeTimeGolfPass.com. John Harbaugh is one of the most tenured and successful head coaches in modern NFL history. But like Mike Tomlin, he has not won big in the playoffs for quite some time, and expectations are quite high. He's been too loyal and had flaws. So, Ravens flock, how would you grade him? This poll just went up. Early lead is B, followed by A.
Go to IA1057 The Fan on Twitter to vote on that. We have a big Tuesday show. Bones back. Guest-wise, we're done at 5:30 for BBT Orioles. That was fun last night. We'll get to that in a few minutes. We will talk Orioles in a bit. But first, Brian Wacker previews training camp with us. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, joins at 2:30. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew. What did he think of Sagano last night? He'll tell us at 3 o'clock. And Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports. She's getting ready for training camp. Talk some O's with her as well at 3:30.
Yeah, a lot to get to here. I mean, it's such diminishing returns now with the Orioles that, like, thank God football's here. Because these games, it really is starting to feel like 2018. You know, like, guys playing positions who just can't do it. Like, Sagano's not professional grade. He's not
sure
meant
as hell
for this
wasn't
league.
Last night.
He has. Dude, it's been 2 months. Yeah, he's got awful. He's one of the worst starting pitchers in baseball. Yeah. It's non-competitive slop after non-competitive slop.
He had a quality start 2 starts ago.
Yeah, and you sound like Manzolino.
No,
keep
I'm just
clinging
saying.
To that.
I'm
barely,
just saying.
Barely, yeah. And it's the outlier.
Yeah. He's really good for a month.
Yeah. It's a joke. It's a joke.
They're
he's
bad.
A joke.
The guys that followed him were fun. Three guys, was it?
That felt like 2018.
Well, yeah, that was. Who was the guy that stayed at Charlie Sheen's house?
Like Spencer Watkins.
Say,
No, Waddy's your guy. I always come up with Watkins because you hate him so much.
No, the guy that flips off the mound. It felt like those were the guys that were pitching last night after Sagano. That was awful. But coming up next, we'll stick with the Ravens. And this coaching staff, they made some what we think are major improvements to the staff. What do we think of Harb's coaching staff? We're going
to
tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
next here on The Fan. Ravens players reporting today. There will be some media availability, I think, around 4 o'clock today, so we'll have stuff early tomorrow, and they hit the field tomorrow. We talked about Harbs in the open, but what about his staff? Obviously, we love Monk. Monk's still here. A year ago at this time, we thought Monk was entering the final days. I think Jason was doing a countdown during the season of how many more monkey businesses we got.
Billionaires are stupid.
But we got another year of at least a Monk.
Their loss is our gain.
Yes. Zach Oren, year two, should be better. And we think that the addition of Chuck Pagano is going to help that a lot. Chris Hewitt out, Chuck Pagano in. Mark DeLeon, the embattled inside linebackers coach, out. Tyler Santucci, the former defensive coordinator at Georgia Tech, replaces him. So what do we think of Harb's coaching staff?
I think certainly it's going to get off to a better start and be more harmonious than last year. I don't have really any reservations about that. That's not to say that certain people aren't going to be a little bit under the gun. I've known Chris Horton a long time, covered him when he was a player breaking in with Washington. I think he's a heck of a coach. They better figure some things out on special teams, though, or you can't fire all the players. Yep. Now, they're going to fire some of them, like the kicker. We'll see how long of a leash he gets.
Yes.
The punter, I think, is on his last legs unless things rapidly improve. We'll see how these kids work out in the return game. But, like, it's not to say that certain people aren't under the gun. I mean, even Zach Orr, it's got to be a better start than last year, right? Like, there's no real excuses now. Pagano's been in the building from day one of the offseason. Like, they've got to pick up where they left off and frankly, get better than that and be a little more exotic than that and a little less basic. I think it has the potential, though, to be one of the stronger staffs in the league. I mean, I think Zach Orr has the potential to be a future head coach. Todd Monken, for me, is a top five offensive coordinator in this league. And there's continuity on offense in terms of that staff. There's continuity of player roster and coaching roster. And that's huge. It's the same voices, and they can continue to add things in. And the people who have to get up to speed, like a DeAndre Hopkins, guess what? He's been getting up to speed for a long time. So that side of the ball, I think it's almost roll out the balls and go. And Pagano, we've talked about all offseason, is massive, massive, massive. When they got him, how early they got him, how decisive that was. Him plus the addition by subtraction should go a long way on that side of the ball to having things get off to a much better start than a year ago. So, yeah, I'm very bullish on we keep hearing about the roster and all these different people proclaiming it the best roster in football and yada, yada, yada. And that may prove to be so. But I think the coaching staff has a chance to be one of Harbaugh's better staffs, and he's obviously had some really good ones.
Yeah, it's hard not to be bullish about this coaching staff, and Todd Monken has done tremendous things for this offense 2 years in. Now it's year three. What new wrinkles could we see in year three of Monk? I think Zach Orr, and I'm sure he would say this, year compared to last year on July 22nd, just his confidence level heading into the season, a full year of defensive play calling under his belt is massive. And Jason, you mentioned it, the fact that there were a couple of coaches not asked to return, like a Chris Hewitt, a Mark DeLeon. The secondary really struggled last year for the first 10 weeks. Inside linebackers really struggled, especially for the first 10 weeks. So you're thinking addition by subtraction there. And you said it with Chuck Pagano. That is... he is going to be so huge for this secondary that is still, for the most part, really, really young and developing.
By the way, Pagano got right to work. Like, I think, Bone, you were there too. We were there for the Liars luncheon. And Pagano was in the building. Yeah. Like, we saw him while we were in the cafeteria.
No, it's not just who you got him.
Yeah.
I mean, who you got and how good he is, but it's when you got him.
Yeah.
And you got him at a time, too, when I think his batteries were fully recharged after being able to do that McAfee thing for a while. There's no excuses. This should be the teaching and the, like, what did we talk about last year? They were playing like a 100 level or a 200 level defense.
Yeah, yeah.
When McDonald left, it was Masters. It was 500 level. That should be amplified quickly. That should be ramped up quickly. And hell, when you're facing the Chiefs and the Bills as early as you are, it may have to be ramped up that quickly.
Ravens are getting in the building today. All of them have to be there today. I just saw they posted Lamar Jackson has arrived. They're on the practice field tomorrow, start a training camp. And coming up next, Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. What's he looking forward to seeing as things get started tomorrow? Brian joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here on the Fan. Ravens have to show up for training camp today. I've been seeing their the Ravens social media has been posting pictures of players arriving, including one Lamar Jackson. They're on the field to start training camp tomorrow. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun and joins us now. And Brian, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what are you most looking forward to seeing as training camp kicks off tomorrow?
You know, I think a couple of these rookies really are worth keeping an eye on, of course, Malachi Starks and Mike Green, because those are two areas, when you look at this team and this roster, there are very, very few holes and very few weak spots. Sure, you can nitpick some positions here or there, the two guard spots, maybe the inside linebacker spot alongside Roquan, place kicker, you don't know what's going to happen there between the two guys with Loop and Hoyland. But when you look at the two rookies, Malachi Starks, who was going to start from day one, are going to play a significant role from day one, now takes on a greater import with our Darius Washington being out for most, if not all, of the year after that torn Achilles. And then you also add Mike Green, an elite pass rusher at the college level into the fold off a team who, that a year ago was second in the NFL in sacks, but was kind of middle of the pack when it comes to pressure rates. So we had a guy like Mike Green in the mix now, and I'm really curious to see how those two rookies in particular will impact this team right from the get-go.
Brian, you mentioned inside linebacker, and that's a position we've talked about over the past couple of weeks, because if Roquan Smith went down, that would be a big issue. Do you see them bringing in a veteran at some point?
It would be a little surprising. I just don't see a lot of roster spots. I know they like the rookie Teddy Buchanan. Of course, Trenton Simpson, the coach has been very high on him. Even Roquan, I talked to a few weeks ago, has been high on just the difference he has seen from Trenton Simpson in terms of understanding the defense, now versus a year ago, basically said it's night and day. So I'd be a little surprised. They did bring in Jake Hummel. Speaking of veterans, a guy who's been around a little bit, more of a special teams backer, but a guy who can also play inside. So, there's just guys, there's just not a lot of roster spots. And, of course, that said, look, if Roquan Smith or really anybody in that group goes down, I think they're going to have to look to the veteran market.
How interested are you to see Cooper Rush? It seems to me to be a pretty significant upgrade over what we've seen out of the number two and number three quarterback position the last 4 or 5 years. And I suspect we see a fair amount of him, right?
Yeah, certainly. You're definitely going to see a lot of Cooper Rush. I mean, this is a guy, first year on the team, so he's got to be up to speed on the offense. And, to your point, they have not invested heavily in the backup quarterback position in recent years. This is their most significant investment. He's a guy with a lot of experience, all those years in Dallas, and, certainly capable, a very capable professional backup, very different than Lamar Jackson, obviously. But if, Lamar ends up having to deal with some sort of injury at some point, you've got a guy in there who I have to feel, pretty good about if they have to plug him in for a week or two.
Talking with Brian Wackertz, Inside Access here on the Fan. One of the things we've been talking about this offseason, Brian, is and talking about bringing a veteran pass rush guy in. I know reunion with Jadeveon Clowney would please a lot of fans, but as you said, they don't have a lot of roster flexibility. So I assume that is unlikely in your opinion as we sit here right now. But with that said, guys like Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo, what do they need to show them this camp?
Yeah, I think Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo are basically vying for one spot. They'll probably carry five outside linebackers. Maybe they carry six. That's certainly a possibility because I do think one of the things to keep an eye on, for example, they're not real deep on that defensive line. And we may see them go, this is sort of a trend we're seeing really kind of league-wide where teams are playing more nickel defenses, more dime defenses, and so therefore you've got fewer down linemen. And so does that mean they're often playing with, two down linemen and more backers in there? And so in that case, maybe they carry the extra outside linebacker. Both those guys make the team. But I think as it sits right now, they're probably vying for one spot, but maybe that changes, and maybe they both make the roster. We're a long way, I think, from that point. But, again, there's not a lot, as you mentioned, not a lot of roster flexibility. Of course, if someone gets hurt, if a roster spot opens up, that certainly changes things. But I do think they'll look at potentially safety, linebacker. I think maybe along one of the lines if they need to. Again, this is sort of pending injury, but there's just not a lot of roster flexibility here.
Certainly is a really good roster for sure, Brian. But special teams, definitely some question marks there. We know that they're going to have a new kicker, whether it's Tyler Loop or John Hoyland. Jordan Stout coming off a so-so year. LaJonte Wester, another rookie that seems like he'll win that punt returner spot. Does special teams concern you at all?
Sure. I think until you see it on the field, it would be a concern, especially when you consider that Justin Tucker, last year's struggles aside, has for, a very long time, over a decade, been maybe the best kicker in the sport in the history of football. So that is, to live up to that standard is going to be pretty difficult. It's really unfair. I would be concerned from the standpoint of, maybe not expecting the same level of automatic Tucker that we saw certainly for all those years. I have to think that Tyler Loop is probably the favorite as the draft pick for that job, but really it's going to come down to who does better in those first 2 to 3 weeks of camp. And, that'll play itself out. I think that'll be a daily storyline and something fans will want to keep an eye on. And you'll get a pretty good sense, I think, by, that first preseason game or so where the Ravens are leaning in terms of the kicker.
I know we don't usually hear a lot from the Ravens, like they get things done and they do a pretty good job of keeping it quiet up until it's done. But if they were to go into week one and Kyle Hamilton's on his rookie deal and Lamar is now, you know, 6 months from having a $78 million cap hit or whatever, how suboptimal would that be? Or would it be suboptimal? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't be ideal. You know, look, that said, I think the Lamar contract, I think that's going to take longer to work out simply from the standpoint of, you know, you look at it from Lamar's perspective, he's in no hurry to get that deal done. He wants to get as much money as he can, and that would mean doing it later than sooner because he's going to command top of the market money, whatever that number ends up being, you know, 6-7 months down the road. Certainly you want to get that done ahead of that huge cap hit that he would take. Kyle Hamilton, I think, will get done sooner. You know, that's a cornerstone guy, someone they're going to want to keep for a long time. And again, somebody who's going to be in that $20+ million a year range as a top of the market guy. And maybe there's some ways Eric DaCosta will be creative in terms of making all of the numbers fit for a roster that's got a lot of high priced players. So, I would expect Hamilton to get done, you know, at some point, you know, if not before the season, maybe during the season. And then I would say Lamar, you know, I would not be shocked to see that drag out much further.
Brian, the Ravens didn't do a lot on the D-line. Michael Pierce retired, Brent Urban gone. They brought in John Jenkins, drafted Aeneas Peebles late. Are you comfortable with this D-line?
I am, from the standpoint of, again, I think they, you know, they're going to play a lot of 2D linemen. They're not going to play a lot of 3D linemen. You know, if you've got four on the roster and John Jenkins is your fourth guy, now, you know, what are they going to get from him? I think that's a wait and see. We'll get a pretty good indication here in camp. But, you know, at the moment, sure. And now if somebody goes down along that front, I would be concerned.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, thanks as always, man.
Thank you.
Always great. Enjoy training camp. I'm sure we'll see you out there.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, we get to the Orioles, and we've waited on the Orioles because, quite frankly, they stink. And last night, it looked like things were going well. They got out to a 3-0 lead, but that disappeared quickly.
They got Sagano.
Yeah, Sagano really held that lead for a while. We look back at Tomoyuki Sagano's night, the bullpen's night, everything in the Orioles' loss to the Guardians next here on The Fan.
And he rips it down the right field line, screaming towards the high wall to tie the game. Sat on it, grip it, rip it. Number 20, knots this game, 3-3.
And kind of have the confidence that seems like as the game went on, he had more confidence on the mound and more aggressiveness in the zone. Made some mistakes right there in the first inning, got a couple traffic, and then, you know, a future Hall of Famer put up the big swing on him, put up a 3-run homer on him, and he settled down, did okay right there, and almost got out of the fourth. We weren't able to help him, and just kind of turned into what it was.
So you're the highlight courtesy of Masson. The Orioles got off to a good start. First three hitters got on. Ramon Laureano eventually drove in two in the first. He was 2-for-4 with a home run and four RBIs. Alas, the Orioles, Sagano gave it right back. And I don't know what those words were that Tony Manzolino was saying there after the game, because Sagano was terrible. And then guys named Martin Selby and Wolfram came in, and they were bad as well. Orioles lose 10-5, and quite frankly, it should have been a lot worse.
This guy's not a major league starter. Certainly not as part of a 5-man rotation. That's bearing itself out. He can't get any swing and miss. He can't keep anybody off the base pass. His control that was supposed to be Greg Maddux level is more like Spencer Watkins level. He has no discernible strengths as a pitcher right now. It's fraudulent. $13 million. He's in the bottom 1% in baseball in expected batting average. Bottom 1% in baseball. He's in the bottom 3% in expected ERA. I mean, what are we doing here? Why are we watching this slop every 5 days instead of seeing if Chase McDermott has anything to him?
Because they paid him $13 million.
That's the same thing with Tyler O'Neill. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's major league quality. It doesn't mean it's worthy of the fans' attention. This guy couldn't wait to crap his pants last night. They stake him to an early lead. He gives it back in three batters.
Yep.
what's crazy with him is it's the same thing every time. I keep talking about the leadoff batter, the four innings that he pitched, the leadoff guy reached in two of the four, and really his final line is extremely kind towards him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got to have a bases loaded, nobody out jam in the second inning, completely unscathed. But he starts games horribly. On the season, he has an 8.05 ERA in the first inning. 5.68 ERA in the second inning. So it's starting games horribly. But when you're staked to a 3-0 lead, to give that lead back in three batters?
He gave up 6 hits and 4 walks in 3 2/3. I don't know what the skipper was saying after the game, but that's awful. And to walk Stephen Kwan to lead off the game after you're staked to a 3-run lead,
it's unacceptable.
He had nothing working last night. Zero.
The skipper's a buffoon, okay? The last 7 starts for this guy, he's given up 50 hits and 28 earned runs in 32 innings pitched. That's 7 starts. He's got an ERA of 8.
Can we just talk about the fact
He's also walked 15 guys in his last... The one thing that these idiots over there tried to convince you of is that he's a control guy. He's walked 15 in his last 30 innings pitched.
He's got 7 in his last 2 starts.
So after his start on June the 3rd, he gave up 1 earned to Seattle in 7. His ERA was down to 3.04. 7 starts since, he's now at 4.54. He's raised his ERA a run and a half in 7 starts.
And what's really crazy is the Fielding Independent Pitching is saying that he's lucky.
Oh, yes.
And the FIP has been high for him even when his ERA is low. His FIP is 5.29.
Look, it is loud out after home run after loud out. Now 8 home runs in his last 7 starts, and that's with him only going about 3 innings a pop. Look, here's the reality. The bullpen's the strength of the team. Once they make these trades, they're not going to get a whole lot in return for these guys.
No.
Most of them will turn into nothing burgers because Michael Elias is making the trades. But it's going to get markedly worse. You cannot have a 35-year-old nothing, right, complete nothing burger going out there, giving you 3 innings, getting destroyed every 5 days, and then putting what's about to be a compromised bullpen under even more heat. To throw him out there and have people getting hurt in AAA who should be up here, or have people on the cusp of a lost season. I got news for you. We're down to like 60 games left. That's not a whole huge sample size.
63 to be
start
exact.
Finding yes. things out about yes. people. And I got news for you. No one's going to be here in the next 3 days. So by the time they start doing anything, whether it's Beavers or McDermott or whoever, you're basically down to 2 months.
Sam Beavers.
Not a whole lot of time. To be throwing this guy out there in the bottom 3% in K rate and bottom 5% in whiff rate and bottom 10% in missing barrels. Why?
Why?
You got your $13 million out of him. It's over.
Jason,
I
do want to touch on something you said when we touched on the Orioles in the Open. You said it reminded you of 2018. And the guys they brought in after Sagano, that was 28. Steve, I don't know who Corbin Martin, Colin Selby, and Grant Wolfram are.
They're trying to tell you on Masson that Wolfram's a thing.
Well,
they had a graphic for him a week ago, and they were going, oh! He had sound effects and everything. They were the Wolfman's back.
All I know is that these other organizations have arms in the minor leagues, and they're dumpster diving for arms. And sometimes when you dumpster dive, you end up with garbage. And that's what these 3 guys were last night.
They've been unwatchable all year. We ain't close to rock bottom. They've got to do what they've got to do, but once they do it, there is no wave behind them. Like there's no propping this up. And if they thought these kids were any good, as horrible as this product is, if they thought Chase McDermott was any good, how the hell would he not be? Now they don't know.
No.
I'm not saying they're right; they're wrong all the time. But don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. They think Kobe Mayo sucks. They think Chase McDermott sucks. They think Heston Kerstad sucks.
But then why wouldn't you have traded them when those guys?
Because you'll look like fools prospects. Getting nothing for him. So this is what they do.
This is their brand.
Inactivity is their brand.
I know, but it's
selling low on him, you can then judge them. It's like, why did they want the 37th overall pick for Brian Baker in a loaded Rays system? Because you can't judge it. It's 3 years of everybody's gonna say smarty, smarty, smart for getting 37th overall for Brian Baker. Then we'll see what that turns into.
Orioles.
Hopefully these clowns are long fired by then.
Orioles and Guardians back at it. Game two of the four-game series starting tonight. That's a 6:40 first pitch. Brandon Young and Joey Cantillo are the pitchers.
Cantillo.
He's a lefty, so that should be fun. First pitch, 6:40. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30. Bone and?
Ryan Ripken.
Same coming club. Up at 5:30. And coming up next, part of our BBT crew, he's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, and he joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.